Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here, back with Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this hypnosis training video / podcast anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because in addition to this video, there's like 450 other videos like this, each one with a nugget, something you can do to improve your practice of hypnotism right away. Who's this for? This is for folks who are either thinking about getting into the profession or have already been in the profession for a while and want to move their practice up to the next level, to become a true Hypno 1%er, those who are among the best of the best in the profession. Today, we're going to talk about, I got Erica back. God, it's so nice to be done with those Cal-only podcasts and have a co-host back with me. And Erica is all the way down. My co-host Erica, when she's on here, she actually is recorded up in Washington, but she's down here for our Ultimate Recognition 7-Path class. And so we thought it would be easier to record her here. Actually, it's turned into quite a challenge because, we don't record her here all the time. So anyway, she's here in person, and so she's going to be in the office where Brenda usually is. Now, she came up with this topic idea, and I'll let her fill you in on it in a minute, but she said, what is the other F word that hypnotists should know and use in the hypnosis sessions? Is that curious or what? All right, let me tell you about Erica. Erica, very intelligent, very creative, very committed to the profession. She used to be a software engineer, professional problem solver. I found out today she is actually What's that word that you just got, or you already had, that I just found out about?
It's a patent.
A patent. She's actually got a U.S. patent for some kind of acronym finding generator software thing. I don't know. You can email her and find out what all that's about. But she originally was trained up there in Bellingham, Washington. And, she caught the bug, but she really didn't have enough information to get out there and do the work like she wanted to. She got my 5-Path 2.0 video DVD set. She goes, aha, now it all makes sense. She went to work seeing clients. Later on, she attended the 7-day course, if I've got that right, online, because you can take our classes live online or on site. And now she just does, she's impressed me so much. I met her at the NGH convention a couple years ago, and maybe even 3 years ago. It's been a long time. And I said, man, I want to have you on my podcast. We did an interview that went really good, and now she's back. How you doing, Erica?
Hi, Cal. I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me here in your, I guess, where Brenda usually records, as you said. So it's fun to be here where Brenda usually sits. I'm doing great. It's nice to be here in sunny California. It was 39 degrees when I left Seattle this morning. Actually, I flew out of Bellingham. So nice to be here. It's warm. It's nice. So let me tell everybody a little bit about you before we get started, and then I'm going to tell you guys a little bit more about the topic today. Cal Banyan is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of all of these free training videos that he has created and produced today, which I think we're at 456 or something like that at this point. And by the way, Cal, I really like your Cal-only videos, but yes, it is fun to be here today. He is the authority on hypnosis that works. He is an author. He's appeared on video, he's appeared on television and radio talking about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. He is still training, he's still seeing people. He is, he's appeared both on television and radio, already said that. He's the authority when it comes to hypnosis that works. And he's the person that experts in the profession of hypnotism turn to for guidance and education. And I have to tell you, Cal, every time I see you, I learn something from you. So, I mean, you're just such a great educator. I really know how to break things down, and I really appreciate that from you. He is the trainer of some of the very best in our profession, and he is still teaching, speaking, writing, seeing private clients, and making public appearances. You've had a wonderful impact on my profession, because as soon as I saw that five-path training video, I was off and ready to go. I became a full-time hypnotist in a very short amount of time. Now I'm a trainer, and I've just been having the time of my life. So let me introduce our topic today. Yes, it is the other F word that every hypnotist should know. So what do you think they are? I'll give you a hint. The F word that we're talking about today is fun. All right, let's have some fun in the hypnosis session. Bringing some laughter, all right? You know, they say that laughter is the best medicine, and there's a reason for that, right? There is a sense of just kind of relaxing and feeling good, and laughter helps break the ice. It helps build rapport with your clients. So what do you think about this topic, Cal?
Well, I think it's kind of fun, but it's fun in moderation, right? I mean, there is this, it's really, if we get too serious, you know, it's kind of like we're trying too hard. You know, when we're working with a client, we're modeling all the time. And if we're like all serious about everything, then they're going to be maybe trying too hard and get in the way of the hypnosis even happening. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. So we want to bring some level of lightheartedness to our sessions, but you have to use your best judgment too, right? Because you don't want to be, well, first of all, you've got to keep it professional, right? Don't be telling jokes, first of all, for example. And, you know, it depends on the situation, right? But I like to help break the ice with my clients when they come in and I greet them, help them feel comfortable. If they say something funny, I'm gonna laugh, right? I'm gonna join them. I'm gonna help build that rapport that really helps kind of bind, building that confidence in my work and helping the client just kind of relax and feel good. Does that sound good?
Sounds awfully good, because now we're modeling what? Relaxing and feel good. And hypnosis, when we get done, they should actually relax and feel good. Isn't that right?
That's right. Yeah, so, you know, fun means sessions are enjoyable, even if you're working with difficult topics, right? There's a lot of difficult topics that we work on with our clients, and we don't want the entire thing to be so heavy. I mean, even at the end of the session, when you've done awesome, great work with your client, you still want them to have enjoyed the session, not only because they've gotten such great insight and feeling so amazing inside because of it, but just, you know, you built the rapport with your client and they're feeling good and they enjoyed the session and they got a lot out of it. So here's a couple things that I like to do to kind of bring this into sessions, right? I just kind of have this in the back of my mind is, you know, let's try and bring some fun into the session where appropriate, where available. Some of our clients are more prone to just being like this already, right? So I usually start with a greeting, something enjoyable to break the ice, right? You know, did you find the place okay? And, you know, sometimes people will comment on, you know, the difficulty parking downtown, right? So we can kind of laugh about that a little bit. That's what I'm talking about. Does that make sense, Kyle?
Absolutely, and it's just a matter of it's the balance of really trying to have that kind of jovial, upbeat kind of feel, but not being goofy or silly.
Right, you still want to be professional. You're not telling jokes, that type of a thing. There are times often when my clients will tell me a story about something that's happened to them over the weekend. Maybe they had a birthday party or saw their grandson or something like that. And I let them tell me that story and, you know, and we laugh about the funny parts of it. And that really helps. And I encourage that in my clients. So you're right. It's like finding this balance that's so critical. The other thing that I really think is important in sessions, certainly with some clients, where if you have this sense that they have just really not laughed recently or had fun or enjoyed themselves recently, sometimes I'll even ask them that. When's the last time you laughed? When's the last time, you know, maybe even you just saw a funny movie or reading a good book. When's the last time you enjoyed yourself? You know, the word enjoy has the word joy built right in it. And sometimes, you know, our clients, at least in my experience, some of them don't remember. They don't remember the last time they laughed. And so I'll bring that into the hypnosis session and give them an experience, perhaps a age regression or age progression is what I meant to say, experience where they are enjoying themselves. What did you used to like to do? And have them experience that again in an age progression session. And what we're doing there is we're having them pre-vivify an event. Like, let's imagine you going in on that bike ride. You used to love riding your bike, or you used to love going on a hike. Go do that again. And we'll have them imagine that in the hypnosis session. and I'll see a smile on their face, or they'll, you know, remember perhaps after the session is over, geez, I forgot how much fun it was to do those things before X, Y, and Z came into my life, right?
You know, and one thing that is a key to what you're talking about is I will sometimes be consulting and helping hypnotists around the world, and they'll say, you know, I don't know about doing age regression anymore because sometimes my clients don't come back. And I'll say, that's because you did not end it in a really positive way. If you're doing, now, age regression can be really, really heavy duty stuff, but if you are doing it expertly, after you've done the informed child work, you know, where we bring the information to the aspect of themselves, the child aspect, that they need to get through it without being negatively affected by it, whatever the cause of the problem was, as revealed in the ISE, initial sensitizing event. Well, then, as we then go through the events that came after that event, those should be pleasurable and can even be fun. You know, it's like, now how do you feel? Who's in control now? Yeah, I've changed because now I know. I'm level. I feel strong. And you can get this real positive, even fun way of going through these subsequent sensitizing events. And you can ride that positive energy right into the age progression work. And when you have that, you know, there you are in this probable future event, you know, and you're handling it just as good as everybody else or as good as you ever wanted to, what's happening? How does that make you feel? Ooh, what do you think of that? Are other people noticing how well you're doing? How does that make you feel? And you can even go, oh, that's great. Who's in control now? And really get that positive energy. So what's happened is you've gone from that heavy, you know, fear-laden, guilt-laden, anger-laden kind of situation they came in with this much lighter energy. And really what we do is we go from this fear, anger, and guilt into gratitude and joy. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And I love how you explain it. Thank you. It reminded me of something else that I wanted to mention, because sometimes, you know, there's a lot of power in being vulnerable and the ability to just kind of laugh at ourselves. And so sometimes I'll have clients who just say, wow, you know, I've come so far. You know, this is what happened to me, you know, this X amount of time ago or something like that. And look at me now, right? And they'll just smile. And yeah, they might laugh at themselves. They might laugh at the way that they used to think about things or the way that they used to see things, their perspective and how far they've grown and how far they've come. And that brings that lightheartedness to it too, because now they're smiling, they've grown, they're happy, and they get to walk out that door with that sense of transformation that we want our clients to walk out with, feeling good, feeling better, feeling like they're in control now, and they can kind of create this lightheartedness and fun and laughter into their life more frequently, right?
Exactly. Another thing that we can do to make it fun and at the same time not fun just for fun's sake, but fun in a very productive way, is praise. Look for something that your clients are doing right in the session, and when you catch them doing something right, immediately, like within a second, you go, beautiful, oh, that's so good, oh, that's right, you've got it, good, keep on going. That kind of stuff makes the session very enjoyable or fun for the client, and they will really look forward to coming back for future sessions. And, you know, I think most serious professional hypnosis professionals, hypnotherapists, understand that you're going to need more than one session. And so you have to have a component of the session that is fun and enjoyable, along with a feeling that they've really accomplished something during the session. Don't you think, Erica?
Absolutely, because so many of our clients are coming in with this belief that they aren't doing anything right, and really to some extent all they ever hear is the negativity. You know, not every client, but a lot of them do. And so yeah, coming in and getting that positive feedback and feeling that that joy, that fun, that, you know, that they are doing it correctly and it feels good, and yes, they're making big changes in their life, and all of these things are happening at the same time, and wow, don't they feel different than when they came in? Yeah, so I think that's great. That positive reinforcement adds a great element of fun to the session.
Okay, I got one more thing, and then I'll let you wrap it up with whatever else you got to say. it's the really best thing for the hypnotist also. Do you want to have sessions that are fun every day? Because, I mean, it's not possible for you to give your clients a fun session without you having some fun. If you are just serious, technician all the time, then you're going to lose the joy of doing your work. So lighten it up for the sake of your client and for yourself. One thing I like to do is just before I hypnotize the person, I get them in the big chair and then we recline them and I get permission to touch your hand, their arm, shoulder, maybe even their forehead. And then I say, any last words? And we kind of joke. I'm just kidding. You ready to go? Yep. Okay. Bam. So, I mean, right to the very beginning of the session, I'm really trying to keep it light and fun. And you can't have fun and be in a state of joy and be fearful at the same time. And fear inhibits hypnosis. So that's another reason you should do it. Okay. Wrap it up.
That's true. I like that. Well, I do have something else to say, Cal, because I would like to wish you a very happy birthday. I'm sure by the time that this video has been edited and out there on the internet forever, right, that you will have celebrated your birthday. So happy birthday to you. I appreciate you in my life.
Why, thank you very much. Yes, I'm so excited about this birthday. It's going to be November 14th. You guys can send me cards. It's my 60th birthday. And I always thought 60, I'd be, you know, all bent over and low energy and stuff. But I'm having a wonderful time. You know, still giving my wife a hard time and out and riding my motorcycle around and, you know, having a good time with the brothers of my motorcycle club who are 20, 30 years old. I mean, just having a wonderful time. I don't even think I've reached the peak in my career yet, and I'm 60 come November 14th, and I'm just very, very excited about it. And actually, March of next year, I'll be 20 years full-time in this profession, and gosh, I've just enjoyed it so much, and, you know, as far as just being professional satisfaction, I can't imagine anything better than what we've been doing. Hey, well, a couple announcements before we hang up. Did you know that myself, Celeste, and Erica are all going to be at the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas? That's right. February, looking down at my clipboard here, 27th, 28th, 2016. Yeah. Let's see. Celeste is going to talk about, and I've seen her tax returns, how to gross well over $100,000 annually from a home office. I do it, and so can you. So many people say, oh, you can't make a living in this business. Yes, you can if you treat it like a business and not a hobby. Erica, you're going to do educate, inspire, and drive business with an engaging stress buster workshop you can use right now. That's awesome. And then me, I'm going to get into the more the hypnosis part of it. Revolutionize your hypnosis practice with a time tunneling technique. Incredible results for age regression and self-hypnosis. Could be experiential part of this. Everybody there is going to have the opportunity to either go to some pleasant times or work on some personal issues with the time tunneling technique as a form of self-hypnosis. And you know what? There will be tears. There will be tears. It's going to be absolutely great. All right. Another announcement. As you guys know, we have the new hypnotic induction, somnambulism in 3 minutes, tested and deepened in 3 minutes. And it's out. I have 20 testers, professional hypnotists around the world are testing that right now. All the feedback has been positive. We've done a tweak of a word or two here or there. It's going to be published by January 1st. And guess what? My January 18th through 29th class, Banyan Hypnosis Certification Course, National Guild of Hypnotists approved. For the very first time, I will be teaching that new 5-path induction. Also, as a bonus, the short version of that, where you can actually get somnambulism in 2 minutes. So you got to be there to be on that first time ever class, January 18th to the 29th, 2016. Early registration discounts if you hurry. Also have classes coming up March, July, and August in 2016. And for you guys who are already certified, I have a shorter version of the course called The Week of Power, and that's coming up May 15th to the 21st. Now, guess what? If you're watching this a year from now, 2 years from now, you can always go to calbanion.com and click on the hypnosis training links and get my latest schedule. Okay, gosh. Thank you very much, Erica. Now I'm going to hold Erica over. We're going to do some more recordings, and we got some other topics coming up. Using age regression to create direct suggestion so that clients can have a plan for success, and then embracing mistakes, and she's going to something about the CEO in YOU, and then we've also got repetition. What's the goal with clients and for the therapist? All right, that's it. Cal Banion, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.